This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday. Happy real New Year this time. We did sort of a trial run on Friday. 3 out of 4 of us were here. I'm really glad I came in that day. Steve and I were laughing. So you'll remember. I don't remember my lies.
Your lies?
Yeah, they just happened. Okay. My sweetening. I'm like a human walking game of telephone, because Steve, when I said, oh man, Andrew's off today, I didn't know he had a day off. And he's like, and I think he said something like, oh yeah, I was in an email a few weeks ago. And I came on the air, I'm like, so guess what? We just found it out today. And Steve said he was in the car with his wife, Lisa. And she's like, what is he complaining about now? And Steve said he was literally laughing. He's like, this guy, he's like, I know exactly what he's doing. Yeah, it didn't come out today, but everyone in the audience is going to think it came out today. And then it came out that Jake down the hall did his show, as did Julie Tristan, and they didn't know that they had a day off.
Oh.
So somewhere in between lies the truth.
He made a TikTok about that I found out because Frank Ladd told me, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they have to find another way to communicate besides email.
Or we could just read our emails.
Well, yeah. I mean, I knew it was.
I did not know,
personally.
But I just always assume that any day that's
I
not.
I usually read my emails, so.
They could tell me anything.
Accidentally revealing that I didn't read the email by being like, I didn't know.
They could tell me anything and say, well, it was in an email. I'd be like, oh, okay. Everyone knows I'm not reading my email.
Yeah, I had no idea either, but I always just assume if it's not specifically the holiday.
Yeah.
Like Christmas Day, New Year's Day, that we were working.
Yeah.
Just what I assume.
Pardon me.
That's funny.
Jacob says, hey, DGS, hope Dave is doing better. Dave's doing better. Dave's not well. And I don't say this for sympathy. I say this for everyone out there who's going to get this. Like, just know it's a week.
It's just the lingering.
It's a week. And I'm the kind of person, I've been alive 61 years now. I don't know about you guys, but anytime I hear, symptoms last from a week to 2 weeks, I'm like, what a bunch of pusses. Like, 2 days. 3 days at the most is the most I've ever been sick. Hmm. Even with like a throw up sick. And this one, it's a week now and I'm still not great, as you'll hear from my voice and coughing and stuff like that.
Is it the kind of sick though that's just annoying and not super terrible? Or is it there periods of time where you're like, oh my God, I got punched in the face?
No, it was never like hit by a truck.
Okay.
It was just the way it felt was the way I think it would feel to have a vaccination.
Oh, like, I get you.
I've had vaccinations, and I never get too sick from them.
Yeah.
But when people do, that's how I kind of pictured what I had.
Gotcha.
Just like, man, I'm just so bleh, out of it and tired, and I'm not eating, and I have this weird this, like, tickle congestion thing in my chest. And I'm not like having coughing spells or anything, but get this. This is the weirdest thing I've ever had. And I don't know if another human being has had this, but if someone on the stream can say that they did, it'll make me feel better. You know the thing when you're in bed and you're lying on your ear and you hear the
sure.
That thing, we all have that. For this thing, and it's been going on a week now, still going on this morning, if I lie on either side, which I'm a back and a left side, right side sleeper, the only way I can describe it, and I know it's going to sound dramatic, but I swear in the lives of my kids, this is exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like the combination of a really creaky door and then about four voices moaning in pain. I have voices in my head with a creaky door and it's only when I breathe. Like if I hold my breath, it doesn't happen.
It's only when I breathe.
So I figured that out.
It's only when I'm alive.
But like when I breathe out, in my head, I hear, it's like all these people in my head are like moaning, and then it's like a creaky door. And I hear that on every breath.
Uh-oh.
Never happened before in my life. And at first, it's like, oh, well, the demons are finally saying hello.
I was going to say, you're either haunted now or...
Yeah. But it's just like, you just can't do it. You just can't lay there and hear these people moaning in your head every breath you take. So I've been going from my bed to my couch, lying like I'm dead, just lying on my back with my arms across my chest.
Going coffin mode.
Yeah. Makes bed rotting seem simple.
Sleep says, bro, I'm going to be honest. You may need to call a priest for all you have, not a doctor. It's so true, man. I'm telling you, this. Like the first couple times I heard it, it really scared me, and it was the middle of the night, and I really did think, oh, demons. Like, here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
The butt demon finally caught up.
He's been in my head the whole time.
He's been
living
now.
In my chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now he's got a cold to deal
now
with.
Now he's in your ear.
So, yeah.
He's working his way up.
I got that going on. Hope it's gone tonight.
But why would it be? What has changed?
I'm so tired of it.
Well, give Monsignor Ted a call.
I'd give anything to record it. It's just so...
Oh, the sound. Yeah,
the
yeah.
The sound. Yeah. Yes. So weird.
I'd be interested to hear it, because I still don't fully understand.
Like, if you recorded four people going, oh, like that. And then you added a creaking door.
And your body makes that sound?
My body is, I'm hearing it in my head.
His body or his brain, one of the two, are making this
noise. But it only makes it when I'm lying against my ear where it's like...
Closed up.
Closed up.
So that you only hear it in the ear that is closed up?
No, I just hear it in my head.
Oh, I get it. But it's only when you're on that, like that. Mm-hmm. I got you. So like right now, you're not hearing any...
It's just like multiple people wheezing at the same time.
Okay.
I really thought I'd come in today and say that, and the people on the stream would be like, oh, man, dude, I got that.
Everybody's going, Dave, call the exorcist.
So far, they're just like, nope. Once again, just a Dave thing. And how are you guys?
I'm not hearing four voices and creaks.
I'm not dealing with all of that, so I'm feeling okay.
Oh, great. Jacob said he had a lot of this and found it was walking pneumonia.
I mean... I don't know, maybe.
I would think I'd be sicker.
I don't know. That's what I mean. That was my first reaction. But then again, I don't think I've ever had walking pneumonia, so I don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
What makes it walking?
That you're able to be up and about instead of bedridden and wasted.
Doing stuff.
Hmm. Yeah.
I guess I should have gone to a doctor. But here's the thing. I am not at all against antibiotics. Like, I'll take a Z-Pack. But you know, it's over the holidays, and you're like, oh, I don't have to work. I'm on vacation. It's fine. And I've always heard from doctors that if you cannot do antibiotics, don't do them. You know, you're going to get over it. It's going to be fine. May take you a couple extra days. You know, antibiotics aren't great. So that's why I decided not to do it.
Yeah. But then again, if you do end up, if it ends up, you do have like a, you know, bronchial infection or something, you know, the infection's got to be cleared up somehow. Otherwise, it'll just linger.
Yeah, but your body beats it.
Mm.
You know. Like, we haven't always had antibiotics. Then again, a lot of people died really young.
That's back when 37 was old.
Put me in a covered wagon and send me to Oregon.
I'll make it through the mountain pass. It's okay.
I'm sorry if you covered this. When did the voices start?
Pretty much right away.
Yeah. So, like, a couple weeks ago?
Oh, no, no. Like, Sunday I didn't sleep well.
Okay.
Monday I went to Frazier's and only ate one bite of food.
So, it's been like a week.
It's been about a week.
Okay.
It's been about a week. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Is that what they sound like?
No, they sound...
They don't sound like
they sound pitiful.
They don't go, yep, yep, yep.
Yep, 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 yep.
They sound
like those dudes from Sesame Street. Is that where they Sesame Street? Like those aliens that did that? Yep, 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 yep.
Might have just been Muppets.
Muppets, okay. They were puppets, though.
Yes. Okay. Well, they were Muppets.
I see them. The Yip Yip Martians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yip 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 Yip.
They are Sesame Street.
Yes. All right. Yip Yip Yip.
Those are also technically Muppets.
That's true.
Yeah, it's confusing, the Muppets and the Muppets their are a derivation of Sesame Street. Yeah.
It gets a little incestuous.
What makes a Muppet not a puppet? You put your hand in its butt?
Made by Jim Henson.
I was going to say, I think it's just the product name. I think a Muppet is a form of puppet.
Yeah, it's a type of puppet made by the Henson Company under the Muppet branding.
And they have that look, you know?
They have the Sesame Street look. Yeah, you know when you see it. You know
the Kermit look.
You take a look at a guy and you go, that's a Muppet. That's a Muppet.
That's a Muppet.
That's a Muppet right there.
Unless you're in England, then it's got a whole different meaning.
Muppets are so much less scary than puppets.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what makes them.
Yeah, that's what makes a Muppet is that you don't want to, run out of the room when you see one.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like in the middle of the night, I could wake up and the Swedish chef could be sitting next to my bed and be like, oh, it's just the Swedish chef. As opposed to you wake up and you see a ventriloquist dummy.
Exactly.
You just look for something sharp to cut your wrist with.
Exactly.
Just take yourself out.
What if the voice you heard was the Swedish chef? You're laying down.
Well, I feel really bad for people with, is it tinnitus? Is that how you say it? My buddy Scott has that, where you constantly hear like a whooshing in your ear and you just can't get rid of it. Yeah, if I were hearing that thing like every time I breathed out, it would be terrible.
So you just got to like not lay down.
It's been a struggle. I know you're all laughing and I'm laughing too, but every time you turn to your left or right, and you hear that, and I've tried to just like accept it, integrate it into my life.
Well, you know, I mean, ear, nose, throat all go together. I wonder if that's impacting your inner ear, and that's why you're hearing that.
Mm. Kevin says, go to bed with headphones on, listening to Camo X instead of the sound. So then I'd really hear some whining.
Did you ever try like white noise or anything like that?
No.
Should try it.
See, if you listen to Camo X when you went to bed, you'd just be hearing your own show.
That's right.
There's a 10.
And then you'd just be sitting there dying of laughter, so that wouldn't help.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it goes away tonight.
You'd be trying to take your mind off the voices, and you'd lay down in bed, and you just listen to your own voice telling you about the voices.
That's like when someone describes a horrible pain they have, and all you can do is go, I'm glad I don't have that.
Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, DGS 123. Happy 2026. Is today the day you stop saying that?
What?
Happy New Year.
I don't know.
I almost said it to someone earlier, but then I was like, well,
I think it's the first time you see him that year. It's
yeah,
cool.
And it's like, to me, the first weekend of the year is over. So I guess I'm kind of done with the Happy New Year's yeah. at this point. I wouldn't judge anyone for saying it to me, but personally, I think I'm done.
Yeah. It's a bad day for procrastinators, which I am the CEO, because... I don't need that much. I just need to know, for example, we're all going to dinner on Thursday, which we're not. But if we were, anything bad I have to do in my life, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll do that on Friday. Sure. I don't want to ruin my time up until Thursday.
Sure.
And so the new year is the ultimate. That's a 2026 problem. And even though I was here on Friday, it didn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Today counts. And today is one of those like, well, there's nothing else really. I mean, Nick's birthday is this week and we're going to do some fun stuff. Trust me, I'm still procrastinating and justifying it. But you know what I mean? Where you just feel like, oh, time to do those hard things.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Mitch? Happy New Year.
Hello.
Dorothy says, I have the same sounds in my head when I lay down for the night. People just don't understand.
I will say, repeating people just don't understand doesn't make you sound less crazy.
Wow.
Andrew's just like, I'm back.
Yeah, he is. He's back to antagonize the stream. His favorite yeah. hobby.
You're a troll with one client.
If you say something on the stream, I will go after you.
People will be like, happy birthday, Andrew. He's like, you don't even know me. What are you talking about?
The very people who support us the most. Andrew cannot stand them.
People just don't get it. Yeah, okay.
Another weird thing happened while I was sick, and I'm going to blame it on being sick, but I got up in the morning and opened the door and looked outside and saw my Jeep, and for an embarrassingly long time, I'm going to say 3 to 5 seconds, thought that someone had snuck to my house and jacked my Jeep up more.
Okay. So made it taller.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a lifted Jeep. I think it's a 3.5-inch lift. Like it's a jacked up Jeep, right? I didn't do it, bought it that way. Someone else's, you know, like idea, the expense, the whole bit. But I love it. I've always loved jacked up Jeeps. But it looked higher. And it took me about 3 to 5 seconds to figure out someone probably didn't in the middle of the night do $3,000 worth of work to my Jeep just for,
in the driveway,
just for grin,
quietly.
this'll really show them.
Just an extra like inch or two.
It's a bunch of like 6 foot eight guys that are like, let's see him get this little shirty.
Although if you could see me getting out of my Jeep anywhere at any time, I've yet to get out of my Jeep once. Cool.
How do you? All right, so you got a bit ways to go. Do you step out forward? Do you step out like you're going down a ladder backward, or do you just jump?
Here's what I do. So I swing my legs around, so I'm forward.
Forward, okay.
I put my left leg down toward the ground, but it doesn't just touch. It's still like a foot off the ground. Then I put my right foot on the running board, which is very thin.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of make this sound. Yeah. Until my foot hits the ground. And then I kind of make this sound. And then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like Batman just pulled up.
Right. Right.
It feels like getting out of your car would feel like stepping out of a window on a skyscraper. Well, like you're just like, well, I'm nowhere to go but down. Let's go.
It is sort of like when you're standing on a chair, which you shouldn't be, fixing the blinds.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
And then you have to get back down. That's kind of how it is.
See, like when you're 50 plus, that's a process. And when you jump, it actually hurts your knees. But then when you're 30, you just like fly out. You're like, I'm here.
Welcome back, guys. DJS on KMOX. Oh, and just while I'm complaining of the new year, I bit the point of my tongue real bad. So, the old pointy part.
That's better than the back part, though.
Yeah, I did that before I left, remember? I bit it like I was biting ham.
When you think about it, it's crazy that we don't bite our tongues all the time.
Yeah.
Our tongues are smart. They know how to, for the most part, stay out of the way of your teeth.
So true. So true.
You could really mess somebody
up. We got to call research and development and say, like, hey, guys, can we do this so we can't bite our tongues?
Okay. What is the main thing you would change in the system?
One pipe. Having one pipe to breathe and eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, even I could have seen that one coming.
Yeah, we could be like, you know, we could avoid this whole choking thing.
Yes. If you had two pipes. Like, what's wrong? Like, oh, I got a giant piece of meat
stuck in my swallowing
pipe.
Yep, I can still breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Saw a story today that McDonald's is being sued by people who thought that the McRib had rib meat.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I feel like we do this every year, people. It's not rib meat. It's...
What is it?
It's meat that's shaped like a rib.
No, I get that, but like, what is it?
I mean, it's like pork, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure they just
so it's just like... Hold on, I get you. It's like minced pork.
It's meat. It's real meat. It's just like... smashed into the shape of a rib.
Yeah, I mean, we're all...
It's not like rib meat.
Look at Spam, look at hot dogs.
Gotcha.
Look at, you know, lunch meat. We're pretty familiar with
it. This sounds great. It is a restructured pork patty made from ground pork shoulder mixed with water, salt, dextrose, and rosemary extract.
Yeah. Restructured.
Restructured.
It was structured at one time.
We restructured it.
It looked like this, and then they ground it up and restructured it into what looks like a rib.
I mean, it's really weird, though, that you call it rib when it's not rib. Like, why isn't it the McPork sandwich?
Because if you called it the McGround Pork sandwich, no one would want to eat
it. The McPork burger.
I always hate it when the fast food places are like, and guess what? We use real chicken in our nuggets.
Remember when McDonald's did that?
Yes.
They, like, revamped our nuggets. We're going to make our chicken nuggets with chicken now.
We're
like, this is not the flex you think it is. We all assumed we were eating chicken from the beginning.
Oh my god.
That's fun.
I don't get the McRib thing.
I would eat one right now.
I mean, I've had one.
Yeah, I'd eat one.
It's not like gross or awful. It's just like not worth it. Not worth the hype. People get a little excited about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For your restructured pork sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a deliberate sleight of hand. And they do point out the McRib is among the most expensive individual menu items at McDonald's.
No.
I don't see what that has to do with it.
Making it seem like it's rib meat.
So why, the fact that they can make it, the fact that they can restructure this meat, do they only put it out a couple weeks a year just because they know if they had it every day, people would get hip to the fact that it's gross?
No, I think it's just artificial scarcity.
Taco Bell does it too.
They bring something around and then they say, okay, but it's only here for
a limited time.
And then people like me will go every day for those 3 weeks because they
gotta
get
them in.
Yeah, because they want the McRib or whatever.
So, question, like, from the legality of all of this, like, if you can find the answer in a 4-second Google search, are you really being flim-flammed?
It's a great question.
Well, that's the thing. People try and come for the king.
All you gotta do is look.
People try and come for King Ronald every year because I think a lot of people remember the hot coffee lawsuit.
Right.
And I think they're like, hoo-hoo, me, this is my chance for a payday. And then it just doesn't work out.
I mean, unless they're advertising.
They're not actually doing anything wrong.
Yeah, unless they're advertising and saying, real rib meat, and then they don't deliver that. What are you actually suing for? You're just suing because you're too lazy to Google it?
They're suing because they think they can get rich off it.
Yeah. If I'm a judge, I'm like, you could have Googled it one time, right. And all, you know, you never had to eat another one.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It seems like reasonable to say that if you're not sure about something, that you should maybe look at it.
Thinking about last night, family and I yesterday went to Original Pancake House in the Valley. Ever been out there? Rocking. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yum.
Love it. You have to wait a couple hours, but it's really cool. If you had to give up one for the rest of your life, all breakfast foods, can never eat them again, or desserts.
Goodbye, breakfast. I'm sorry, breakfast.
Yeah, I'll probably have to get rid
I would have
breakfast.
To think about it. I think I too would give up breakfast foods, but I would I'd have to think about it.
I need my treats, man.
I can't miss the other stuff. Yeah. Although breakfast foods, man, they can be like there are built-in desserts.
Yes, there are.
Built-in desserts with pancakes and waffles and such.
Mm-hmm.
French toast.
Yeah.
Boy. So they bring out this thing called a Dutch baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I know a Dutch baby.
I know what those are.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what it is. What is a Dutch baby?
Explain it.
Go ahead.
Isn't it just like an enormous, like,
puffy,
several-inch-thick pancake?
Basically.
Why do they call it a baby?
It's roughly the size and weight of a baby.
It's
the shape of a baby. we ordered one of those, and the server came out. And she's like, you want me to do it for you? Because there's powdered sugar, lemon, and butter. And we're like, oh, you can walk us through it. So she walked us through how to do it. And she said, just don't put syrup on it. Like, trust me, just don't put syrup on it. And she walked away. And we did it up, cut it up. Everyone's eating it. Oh, so good. And then I put syrup on mine, and everyone's like, you're not supposed to put syrup on it, idiot. And the waitress walked back by, and Maureen was going to ask her for something, and I thought she was going to dime me out for putting syrup on it.
He put syrup on his baby.
And for real, for like 3 seconds, I was like trying to come up with my story. Like,
I didn't mean to.
They made me do it.
I just dropped it.
They dared me.
This isn't even my family. And then Maureen was like, could I get a little more coffee? I was like, oh, thank God.
Wouldn't that be funny?
They're about to kick me out of the pancake house.
Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. This man here put syrup on the Dutch baby.
That's my level of like thinking I'm in trouble, though. I'm like, oh, this is great.
Dave's like, here we go.
Talk to the Dutch baby police.
I watched the Nate Bargatze's latest stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not new, but you know it's the latest one he did. I watched that this weekend, and he talks about like he uses so much ketchup that one time a man came up to him and told him it was too much, and he's like, he doesn't want to get involved, but he feels like he has to say something.
I saw this thing about what they do with babies in Helsinki. And it's kind of twofold. They leave them out in the weather. They think that babies need to be in the cold weather, especially when they're napping. And so to effectuate that, if you go to Helsinki and you go to a bar or a restaurant or a store or something, you will see dozens of baby carriages lined up outside in the cold weather with them all bundled up, but alone. Just left alone. Mm. Like anyone could just go like, oh, baby for sale and just take it. But that's how different things are there. They're not worried about someone taking their baby.
It's wild.
Yeah, some societies just have like a lot more social trust than we do here in the U.S.
Do they have like people that sit out there and watch?
I don't think so. They didn't mention that. They were talking about the level of trust that people have.
But do you really think, like, if you went to like a park down here and you just left like a baby in a carrier or whatever, I don't think somebody would come along and like maliciously take. They might take it because they'd be like, oh my God, there's a baby here. I need to help this baby. But I don't think they would like take it maliciously. I don't think they'd take it like I'm stealing this baby or whatever. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be, I mean, some people definitely would. There's plenty of kidnappings.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, don't test it either way.
Yeah.
So I guess this is probably the way that so Finland has only about, what, I just Googled it, 5.5 million people in population.
Oh, that's it.
So, like, even if they have the same rate of psychos that we do, we are so much bigger that we have so many more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So even if they have the same percentage, and I'm not saying they do. They might have a lower percentage for all we know.
Yeah.
But if they had the same percentage, it would be a much smaller number. Although it would still be relative, right? Because they would be like, hey, babies. You know, like they know that people are going to do this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they don't have the psycho gene.
I also saw that they have caught a shark, tagged a shark or something, that they're estimating to have been born in 1625.
Yes. Greenland shark.
Is it a Greenland shark? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that live for like
gonna
1,000
years.
They're going
to be our
years.
Sharks.
Yeah.
They're going to be called United States sharks soon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greenland.
They are.
We'll take it from here. Give us your 1,000-year-old sharks. Ugly as sin, too. They look like they've been around for 400 years. Because I looked it up. I've thought about this before. It's so interesting that you have a Greenland shark, which doesn't do anything. They're not, like, super active. They don't know about TV and movies and such. They just kind of swim around.
Other sharks.
They just swim around, and every now and again, they grab a bite of fish or whatever. And it's so interesting to me, like, what a life to live for, like,
hundreds of years.
Yeah, they live for, like, 1,000 years.
There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Just like kind of slowly cruising around in the dark, occasionally biting a fish. It's like, for what purpose have you evolved to live 1,000 years? That's just really interesting.
They don't even know about TV.
They don't even know about TV and movies and stuff.
They have no idea what's going on TikTok, and I'm sad for them.
Yeah. Like, we humans, we get like, you know, 80 years, and we got stuff going on.
Right.
We got stuff we're doing.
We're watching stuff.
We're watching stuff. We're not just lazily drifting around biting fish every so often.
Not all of us?
Not all of us. Some of us. Not everyone.
So that's... I guess
Kevin's going to be like, actually, they love movies.
No, I think the oldest documented living one is like 400 years old.
Okay.
So that was like, if you flash back, that's like when King James died. King James the First. Like, that's how long that shark
been.
That shark has been around.
Yeah.
Through all of that.
All of
and
it.
Obviously oblivious to it all.
Yes, exactly.
You know how many shows he's watched?
None.
Yeah, last he knew they were finishing up on that version of the Bible. And he thought that was just kind of it.
It's just crazy that
it's not going to get any better than this. You better just head into the ocean, drift around for another 400, 500 years.
Yeah. They pop their head up. They're like, oh, not yet.
That was needs to bite a fish.
They're not ready for me yet.
They look nicer than other sharks. You know what I'm talking about?
They look sweeter. Yeah, they look more friendly.
That's because they're just
I feel like if I saw him,
tired.
I'd be like, it's okay.
Hey,
he's an
old man.
An old guy, yeah.
I wonder, are they aggressive or are they kind of like...
They can't be too aggressive to live that long.
I guess not.
They don't want the smoke.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think, now look, I'm not in shape or healthy in any way, and I also probably wouldn't swim better than they can either. But I think I could beat up a 400-year-old shark.
Probably can't swim better.
I probably can't swim as good as they can. But I think even in the water, I think I could take a 400-year-old shark.
No, they are
disagree.
Not. They are not considered aggressive.
See? And I am considered extremely aggressive.
But they do bite.
Really? Well, then they're aggressive.
Well, no, the aggression is not in the tools that they have, but in the way that they deploy them. They don't attack humans.
Okay. That was poetic.
Yeah. You like that?
I did.
I wrote that down once.
Like, wow.
The meat of a Greenland shark is poisonous.
Oh!
Is that one of is that one of the ones that they use for the like Hjartfist or whatever from
Stinky Canfish?
Yeah, the stuff from Greenland that's like it's like fermented shark.
I would think not, because Rach just said it's poison.
Yeah, but that's I think that's the thing. I think that's like it's poison and then you ferment it and it becomes like less poisonous.
Go to Sleep says, this is off topic, but one time David's talking about how he thinks he could drop kick a deer if he got a run at it. Still lives in my heart 10 years later. I don't remember that at all. I do remember talking about punching a baby deer.
That was very early on in my run on the show.
Why would you talk about that?
Because they're so cute. Yeah.
Okay, I looked it up. Andrew is right. You can eat the Greenland sharks after a lengthy curing and fermentation process.
All right.
Hakarl. It's called.
Hakarl.
Great.
Hakarl.
It's an Icelandic national dish.
That should be your name.
Hakarl.
Sounds great.
Hakarl, you get my guest, please. I took
the city by the 1 a.m. Loaded. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Since Rachel's been asking, I got a list of things that people had to go to the ER to have removed from their bodies last year.
Yeah, you finished the
bodies?
Report.
Like from their ears? The butt list. Release the full butt
Get
list.
Get on it. It's January 5th.
Andrew,
we should have this by now.
Some of us are trying to be subtle. Right?
He can't hear us in here, so when we're like, oh, should we even talk about this? I don't know. He doesn't hear it.
I literally said to these guys, I have a list of stuff people put in their butt, but I'm not sure I can do it.
Andrew's like, release the butt list.
And I'm like, well, if you've been to the ER this past year,
they got any famous people in there?
Yeah, what are the famous people?
Well, now that it's...
Well, what's on there? I'm
the
curious.
The cat's out of the bag. a bunch of uncooked pasta.
Okay.
Like as a bundle or like individual cases?
As a bundle.
I'm assuming like a spaghetti.
Yeah, you think like a spaghetti. Angel hair.
Yeah, if it was like gnocchi or something, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Fettuccine, perhaps.
An egg, a rock, a corncob pipe.
Oh, man.
Two pencils.
You're just making a snowman at this
hopefully
point.
Hopefully unsharpened.
Two. Like the first one. Wasn't enough.
Yeah, if they would have stopped at one, they might not have made the list. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A light bulb. A doorknob.
You always hear about the light bulbs, and it's really scary because like I they break. I guess is the problem.
Yeah, I don't.
Like you can't get them out without them breaking.
That's the problem.
But it does. Like it begs the question of like, why did you choose that item?
Yeah.
Did you want to go through the experience of going to the hospital and having them take care of that for you? Because Yeah, I mean, just basic. Thinking it through a little bit.
A sandal.
A sandal, eh?
Oh.
A bunch of marbles. A baseball. A highlighter. Okay.
When you say that after a baseball, it's like...
A shampoo bottle.
Oh, God.
And a turkey baster.
The shampoo bottle
stuck?
One... At least you could be like, I fell in the shower.
I fell in the shower.
That's a commonly used one, as I understand it.
I fell on it. Yeah, I fell.
I tripped and fell on this light bulb.
Yeah. You seem to know a lot about this.
I know a little about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what am I?
Now that you mention this is all the TikToks you're going to get are going to be nurses telling their stories.
Fine with me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.